Miles turned away, and I jumped to his side again with a cry. Quint's cruel white face was back at the window, and he was fighting. He didn't want Miles to answer. Miles knew somebody was there, but he couldn't see them.
"No more! No more! No more!"
I shouted at Quint, and I held Miles very near to me.
"Is Miss Jessel at the window?"
asked Miles. I had to tell him the truth. "No, it's not Miss Jessel, but it's come to the window for the last time." Miles was looking everywhere madly and seeing nothing.
"Is he there?"
I was winning, but I had to hear him say it. "Who do you mean by he?"
"Peter Quint, you devil!"
He looked round the room desperately.
"Where?"
"What does he matter now? I have you, and he has lost you forever," I said. Miles turned to the window again, gave the cry of a dying animal, and fell. I caught him in my arms and held him there with great love and happiness. But after a time, I began to feel what I truly held. We were alone, Miles and I, and his little heart, free now, was still and silent.